J-Mon G, we're on the fly at KidVenture, and it is an awesome experience out here. If you haven't been out to KidVenture, it is not part of the main EA AirVenture grounds. You go to the bus tower. Called them numerous things, but where all the buses depart from. Get on a bus that says Museum KidVenture, and it will bring you right here, drop you off at this five-acre scenario here.
I'll call it a campus, yeah.
Campus. Yeah. That's a good name. Let's call it the campus, the KidVenture campus.
Yep.
And we're at Pioneer Airport. The runway's right here. They're out flying RC planes. This is also where the Bell 47 helicopter rides are done.
Just follow the helicopters. You'll find us.
Well, and you have your own arches, too. You have your own KidVenture arches. So it's a cool scenario out here. You have this really awesome thing here, the B-25. Tell us a little bit about how that started, and then and we'll talk to the guys who did it.
Well, Chapter 43 out in Colorado is an outstanding chapter, and I've known many of the people out there for quite a few years because my in-laws used to live out there, and I used to go out there. But they came up with this fantastic idea to engage kids in actually building a replica of a B-25 bomber and then making it almost mission capable. It does everything except lift off the ground. And Scott here is actually the main honcho behind the thing, and I want him to tell you all of the exciting details on how they built this, the kids built it, and their chapters engaged in it, and what it's done for his chapter and the local area and all the places he takes it in Colorado.
So, Scott, you're part of the chapter, Chapter 43?
Yeah, I've been a long time
Thank you,
member.
Dan.
Longtime member of Chapter 43. We are a chapter that's very engaged with young eagles and have flown young eagles since its beginning. And we would notice over the years, every young eagles pilot that's ever flown young eagles will know when that one kid has that spark that lights up their eyes. And we had a number of those kids a number of years ago that wanted to do more than just come and take flights. And they asked if they could kind of hang out at the airport. And then that kind of led to being a club. And then that club became much more. They wanted to get into building projects. And 2 years ago, we had an opportunity to do this B-25 project. We've engaged over the last couple of years about 30 to 40 kids who come out twice a month and spend a half a day and build this thing themselves, and we're very, very proud of them.
Well, this is an undertaking. Obviously, this is not something that a chapter just does on a whim. You've got, I mean, this is a full, is it just the full nose section of the B-25?
From the leading edge forward, it's the full third with a complete running cockpit, all instruments run, a front nose section with a bomb sight, a turret that turns and guns that pretend to shoot. And
that's very cool. So who had this idea? Where did the idea even come from?
Because believe it or not, this started as one of our chapter members had started the outside third, bottom third of what he was going to build as a B-25 for a treehouse for his kids. And it sat undone for 20 years.
That's some treehouse.
Yeah, it turned into some treehouse. And that's when, anyway, he hadn't finished it, and it just sat there and said, would you guys be interested in this? And we were going to finish it just to be a shell. But as you know, when you get a bunch of energetic kids together with aviation kind of mentors, it just kind of got out of hand. All of a sudden, it became instruments and sound and everything else.
So, where do you even find a place to start that? He was personally owning it to make it a tree fort, and then donated it to the chapter.
Yes, and it was just skin and wood at the time.
Okay.
And then over the past couple of years, we've been very blessed in our chapter to have engaged many of the chapter members to be the mentors that had various expertise. Some were welders, some were electronics guys, some were computer guys.
There's got to be a lot of riveting going on as well.
A lot of riveting. But then what we allowed the kids to do was the kids got to gravitate to where they wanted to work. If we had metalworking guys that wanted to work the structure, they worked where. Edward here, he's one of our electronics geniuses. He literally built the radio system that's inside the B-25.
Edward, how old are you?
I'm 11.
That's awesome. So we have the electronic side. Edward, where did you learn to do electronics?
Well, my dad was an electrical engineer.
Okay.
Yeah, in our basement, we had like a bunch of electronic stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I just look around and watch it and such.
And then you said, Dad, we're going to build a radio for this B-25.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. That's awesome, Edward.
And then Mitchell was pretty much engaged in pretty much the structural part of this whole thing, weren't you, Mitchell?
I was.
How did you get interested, Mitchell?
My uncle was working with them, and he had helped with building the gun, the barrel of the gun, and he just told my family about it and thought I would be interested, and I came one day, and I've been coming for almost 2 years now.
You got a little addicted.
I did.
How often do you guys get together and work on it?
Twice a month.
Twice a month?
Yep.
And is that for a full day or for a full weekend?
It's about a half a day.
Half a day, okay. So that explains why it took a couple of years to get it done, certainly. What was your favorite part about the project?
Learning. I've learned stuff that I would never have even gotten interested or even touched the basics of if I had not reached to this group.
Give us an example. Tell us what have you learned?
One of the biggest things was riveting.
Yeah, bucking
there
rivets.
There's a lot of that, and done a little
rivets.
Bit of wires. I have barely touched wires before that, and even after that.
A lot of wire stripping and crimping and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Running wiring throughout the
intercoms and such for
uh-huh.
the plane.
Okay. And of all that stuff that you've done on it, what of it was your favorite?
That's hard to decide.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
You got to pick one.
It is hard. There's been so many projects that I've been involved with, but my favorite would probably have to be the turret mechanism.
Okay.
Because there's just a lot of complication there, and it was very intriguing to get all into how it works and what...
Mitchell, tell us how it works. That's what we want to know.
Okay.
We want to know, how does that work?
There is a bar that runs to a... guide around that's cut into the in a circle in the roof, and below there's gears that are in a line
uh-huh.
and it's connected to a motor in a box underneath the seat.
Okay.
So as that spins, it moves the gears that are on a flat panel, and that rotates the turret in 360 degrees.
And what controls the turret?
There's a joystick at chest height, and you just move it around and
that drives where the
yeah.
turret goes.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. I can see why that might be your favorite thing.
Yeah.
So Scott, as part of the leader of this program, is there a recruitment process to get the kids involved, or are you garnering kids from the Young Eagle program?
We are primarily garnering through the Young Eagle program. Because we purposely made it so one of the meetings is on the same Saturdays that we do Young Eagles. And so the kids that we see that have that spark, we invite them over to come over. And the nice part about it is these kids that have the same passion, the aviation passion, it doesn't matter what their age differences are. We've had them from 8 and we've had them to 17. These two guys are right in the middle.
Yep.
These kids bond with each other. For me, the most thrilling part of what has happened as a result of the B-25 was last year was our first year bringing it out here, wasn't it, guys? These kids had worked for 2 years putting this B-25 together. A lot of these kids this age have difficulty talking to strangers.
Well, they've been told not to their whole lives.
When they, but when they come out here and they get to turn around and Edward gets to show other kids his airplane, these kids just came to life last year. And so I like to think that even though the B-25 may have been the project, what they're getting out of this is far more than that.
That's awesome. Well, I would encourage everybody to at least spend a day or part of a day here at Kid Venture. Put it on your schedule. It takes a little bit of effort to get out here, but it's well worth it with all the activities here, the B-25, of course, the helicopter flying, and everything else they have here, the RC stuff, all the hangars full of displays back here and things to interact with. So it's fantastic. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us on EA Radio. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Jay Munchie, we are on the fly out at Kid Venture. And when we come back, we're going to switch gears to the Air Academy, which is co-located here at Pioneer Airport. You're listening to EAA Radio.